With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In a roundtable discussion with professionals in Michigan, former President Donald Trump, after hearing from several police union leaders about police reform, says too many officers are being prosecuted when things go wrong on the job.
Literally a quarter of a second to make a decision, and if it's the wrong decision, their life is over. And we have to help people out now. It's time. So we're going to do the immunity thing, and we're going to fight alongside of them. We have to. We have to stop being politically correct. And some you're always going to have some bad apples, but they are very, very few.
The former president says he will make sure the auto industry continues production in the country.
We talk about cars because it's so nice to talk about cars, you know, sort of the ultimate thing to manufacture. But we're going to bring back a lot of industry, and it's going to be great.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a massive blackout in Cuba.
One of the island's major power plants failed. The government is implementing emergency measures to cut power demand, including suspending classes, shutting down some state-owned workplaces, and canceling non-essential services. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero says it is important what I have just explained because there is the matrix of the opinion of the enemies that this is going to get worse, that this is not going to be solved. And with all the objectivity and transparency that it deserves, we are not in the bottom of the abyss. The outage is being blamed on increased demand from small and medium-sized companies and home air conditioners, as well as breakdowns in old thermoelectric plants. I'm Ed Donahue.
A large group of illegal immigrants spotted in Texas near the southern border, including some from Iran and Africa. Drone footage shows 134 migrants in Maverick County Thursday. The group included 32 unaccompanied children and minors and 7 special interest immigrants from Iran and Angola. Special interest immigrants are those who potentially pose a national security risk to the U.S. This is SRN News. Britain has outlawed prayer. SRN's Michael Harrington.
At least outside abortion clinics, a man has been found guilty by a court in Dorset of praying silently outside a clinic because he was inside the buffer zone that was recently established by the government. The court found Adam Smith Connor guilty of, quote, disapproval of abortion. He will not be sentenced unless he violates the law again. Pro-life and free speech critics say the United Kingdom has now essentially outlawed prayer and belief, at least in certain locations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Mississippi judge has dismissed a lawsuit that challenged a potential conflict between a 2022 state law that bans most abortions and a 1998 state Supreme Court ruling that said abortion is guaranteed in the Mississippi Constitution. Hinds County Judge Crystal Martin has decided that the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists lacks legal standing. The group sued the Mississippi Board of Medical Licensure in November of 2022. This is SRN News. Seoul says North Korea is sending 12,000 troops to aid Russia in its war with Ukraine.
News reports say Friday, Yonhap News Agency cites the National Intelligence Service as that the North Korean troops have already left the country. The NIS hasn't immediately confirmed the report, but South Korea's presidential office says in a statement that President Yoon Suk-yeol had presided over an emergency meeting early on Friday to discuss South Korea's troop dispatch to Ukraine. The statement said participants of the meeting agreed that the North's troop dispatch poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles Delatesme.
Multiple gangs are attacking several communities in Haiti's capital. They set fire to homes and a church as bullets whizzed through the air Friday. At least one woman was killed as gangs attacked Salino and other neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.